I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Haiti has been rocked by political instability, a desperate economy, and the number of abandoned and orphaned children continues to rise. Haiti Field Director for Kids Alive Tom Froese says they operate Christian homes for these kids. Although the situation seems dire, the church is providing hope.
I believe the Christian church is the only hope for this country. It's so morally bankrupt that there is a need for a strong Christian influence.
Skyrocketing fuel costs and tripling food prices make ministry challenging. They need funding, teacher trainers, and more. Next, Bible translation is at historic levels. President of Wycliffe Associates Bruce Smith says 2,000 languages are already underway, but 2,000 more need to be started by 2025. Smith says it can't happen without the needed personnel, and that's not just translators. Wycliffe Associates will be holding 150 banquets around the U.S., but fundraising isn't the focus.
Our primary message is actually that God has prepared them as professionals and as Christians to have unique skills and abilities that they come alongside the translation teams and help those teams be more effective and more efficient, and really help to speed the whole Bible translation process.
Go to our website for details. And in the year since the launch of E3 Resources' HIV Hope Cube, there's been incredible outreach. The HIV Hope Cube uses pictures to dispel stigma and show how to prevent the spread of the virus. The team is developing a curriculum to teach people how to use the cube in ministry. They're also working on government proposals that will allow them to work in countries devastated by HIV/AIDS. Pray that each Hope Cube opens a door through which many are led to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.